you walk in and all of a sudden you're one with everyone in there. Like, the moment we score, everyone's on their feet.
I don't think it's a surprise Wichita State is among the top teams in the country, but being undefeated, it is a surprise. Even with the schedule that Wichita State played, you would think that someone would have an extraordinary night to beat them. That's usually the way it goes. It's been since 1976 since we had an undefeated national champion, and it's been since 1991 since the team went undefeated in the NCAA tournament, so it's unusual.
There in the game against Southern Illinois, I happened to be in the tunnel before they were about to come back onto the court at halftime, and they just very quietly said it, 1, 2, 3, brothers. They believe in each other. They're unselfish.
Batted around, Baker the rebound, and that's going to do it.
They really like and care about each other, and they can kid each other, they can give each other a hard time once in a while, but in a fun sort of way, but they root for each other, and they really are the true epitome of what a team should be.
You heard from Mike Kennedy, the voice of the Shockers on KNSS. Thomas Lake, who wrote the recent cover story on the Shockers for Sports Illustrated, Jay Billis, ESPN sports broadcaster, and WSU sophomore and Shocker fan Holly Wyatt. But what's life like for teammates off the court? I had the pleasure of sitting down after a practice with two of the players in WSU's Charles Koch Arena, not far from where they shoot baskets.
Let me just get levels. Let me get you to say your name and what you have for breakfast.
Fred Van Vliet, and I did not eat breakfast this morning.
What? Is that typical?
Yeah, a lot, sometimes. Sometimes you just rip and run so much you don't think about it or have time.
Tell me your name and what you have for breakfast.
Clay Anthony Early, and I went to the Good Egg.
What'd you have?
I had a traditional platter that was bacon, eggs, home fries, and pancakes.
Cleanthony Early is a 6'8" senior from Middletown, New York. Fred Van Vliet is a 5'11" sophomore from Rockford, Illinois. These history makers love to play basketball, but there are some things that they don't like to do.
No, I don't like dishes.
So you don't have to even do dishes now, right? You don't have to worry about the
apartment. In our apartment,
okay, so
I'm the garbage guy. I'll take the garbage out to the street, but I don't like dishes.
I live with Nick and CJ. I do the dishes, the garbage. I do everything. Clean around the house. I actually just cleaned up yesterday, the bathroom and stuff. But that's something that my mom instilled in me. And we're a bunch of guys, and we're going to live like guys. You know that, and it's going to get messy quick, and sometimes we're not going to clean it up right away. And it's like, you need someone to clean your room, but it's kind of like I hear her voice, and she's not even there. The first thing she said when she came here, actually, and she seen the crib, she was like, oh, man, no, you guys were the cleanest. We literally, 5 seconds of her walking in, everyone's grabbing garbage bags, walking out of the house, like cleaning the tables off. It's so crazy. It was so funny.
Cleaning? Not so much. But Van Vliet and Early do enjoy hearing from former Shockers who are now NBA players, including New York Knicks Terrae Murray and Dallas Mavericks Gal McHale also checks in with the team.
Yeah, I was actually just talking to Terrae Murray. We text each other from time to time. And Gal McHale was out here the summer before. And Mo Evans actually just contacted me. So there's a couple of guys that have a lot of history. Cheese Johnson, I still talk to Xavier, that find ways to hit us up and congratulate us and give us words of advice and things like that.
Yeah, we definitely follow the guys that's currently, you know, chasing the dreams that we want to chase. And the best thing about that is it's not hard for us to get in contact with those guys. They all reach out and they all love to give back as well. So it makes the relationship a lot easier. But I think we have a little bit closer relationship with Terrae because he was so recent. We definitely following him and, you know, rooting for those guys.
Oh, yes, the teammates do have aspirations of playing professional basketball, but they are also focused on their college studies. Early says his major is sports management.
I would love to be a coach or a trainer or a scout, an agent, anything in the area of sport because I understand what it actually does for people and how it brings us together. And regardless of political views and things like that, everyone rallies around their favorite sport team or their favorite sports player.
Fred Van Vliet has chosen sociology as his major. He says he's interested in studying human behavior and helping people. Van Vliet says everyone should pursue their goals.
I think people got to find something they like and find a plan and stick to it and be realistic with yourself. Don't set your goals off of TV and music. And, you know, everybody's not going to have $50 million a year, so it's okay to be a teacher or to, you know, be a firefighter as long as you can provide for yourself and your family. You know, just be realistic and whatever you like, just find it and master it and love it, and then don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it.
Do you all know that you're both are in Wikipedia? Is that not something? I was like, my God, the encyclopedia. There is Fred Van Vliet and there is Clee Anthony Early.
Just sent that to me, actually, one of my friends. They sent me a picture of it. Like, yo, you and a couple of guys got a Wikipedia page. Man, that's so crazy. And just talking, their names, our moms, our siblings. Like, your stepdad is crazy.
Yeah, so, okay, y'all, tell me one thing that you were scared of when you were little.
I don't know. I don't like dogs. Certain dogs, I don't like things that just chase you.
Why is that? I mean, dogs? Dogs can be cuddly and fun.
Not cool, but they want to play around a lot too much sometimes. They don't know when to stop. Ah, man, come on.
I'm scared of, like insects, spiders, and snakes and stuff like that.
Really?
It's just little things that can crawl on you, you know, like when you're sleeping.
You got to go to the doctor.
Stuff like that. I'm scared of. I'm not terrified of them. I just don't like spiders, especially snakes. And, you know, you never know. Those type of things.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
After the interview, Clee Anthony Early and Fred Van Vliet kindly said goodbye and shook my hand. I watched them walk out the door in their gold practice jerseys off to a television interview. I couldn't help but think, this is the life that these much sought-after Shockers have grown accustomed to. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols. Thank you.
Thank you.